The High Court has ruled that a decision by the Standards in Public Office Commission not to investigate the leaking of a GP contract by former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was inadequately reasoned. Tommy Mescal of Our Political Staff, good afternoon.
Hi there, Keane.
What's the background to this case?
Well, you'll remember, Keane, that there had been significant controversy a few years ago over the sharing of a GP contract by then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar with a friend, Dr. Matthew O'Toole. He was the president of a rival organisation, the National Association of General Practitioners. And this GP contract, it had come about following negotiations between the Department of Health, the HSE and the IMO, the Irish Medical Organisation. Leo Varadkar had previously denied at the time that the document was confidential when he had passed it on to Dr. O'Toole. But Paul Murphy, the TD from People Before Profit, he made a complaint to the Standards and Public Office Commission, or SIPO, back in 2020, and he insisted that it was confidential. SIPO at the time, however, had found that there were no grounds to investigate, that it simply wasn't within its remit, and this led to a challenge in the courts by Deputy Paul Murphy, leading us to this judgment that we have today.
And what did the court find?
Well, the court found that this decision by SIPO not to investigate the leaking of the GP contract by Leo Varadkar was inadequately reasoned, and that Paul Murphy is entitled to an order quashing the decision. Now, Paul Murphy also challenged a decision by SIPO not to appoint an inquiry officer to conduct a preliminary inquiry. But on this front, in its conclusions today, the court found that this decision was lawful, and that Paul Murphy was incorrect in asserting that this aspect of the Commission's decision was erroneous or inadequately reasoned. The court found, Keane, that Paul Murphy may be entitled to costs, and that matter will be considered at a later date. However, it added too that the parties are invited to seek an agreement on those final matters in advance of that hearing.
Tommy Mescal, thank you.